Good evening, everyone. Good to see you. Glad you're here. It's nice sitting with you. We begin tonight with yet, as Randy said, another Memorial Day weekend, which is traditionally the unofficial start of summer. And it's a weekend to remember those who lost their lives fighting for our country. But somehow it's more than that, isn't it? It's now a weekend to also remember those who lost their lives simply for living in our country, for going to school, or going to the grocery store. And we've gone through 27 school shootings so far this year. And summer hasn't even started. 27 so far this year. And we've had 214 mass shootings so far this year. Boy, it's just hard to fathom those numbers. But I think I can say that we are a nation in crisis, at war, and under duress. It's here. This is what we're practicing for. And so grief knocks on our door again. It really knocks on our door every day. More than once, with many topics. And of course, grief occurs with a loss. And we're reminded that life is full of suffering. But this is the catch. If we don't understand the true nature of grief, all we will be left with will be sticky emotions. And anything that comes up as a loss, the natural thing is to grieve. Grieve, grieve, grieve. And we, through the grieving process, we can follow any loss. If we remember the acronym RAIN, we're living with it. We are now open to recognizing everything within and without our life and allowing. And we are investigating it and living with it through our bodies because we've been taught how to go to our bodies. And with that, we begin to see that all of this is just phenomena that arises and falls away. Even the grief. So grief is quite natural, but how do we relate to it? Grief is natural, but emotions are optional. Doesn't sound right, does it? We must pay attention to the pain of grief. And we can do that with RAIN. And we already know what emotional reactions feel like with grief. And I certainly have felt every one of these emotions, anger, guilt, anxiety, sadness, despair. So what do I do with the emotions? Grief is a natural response to loss. and we turn to more suffering if we wallow in the wallowing in our emotions. Now, nothing's wrong with feeling the emotions, but we must be with our emotions. We must take them within us and get to know them as well as we know anything else about ourselves. Because if we don't know the true nature of emotions, we'll continue our own suffering, the suffering that's optional. We will wallow in the wallowing of emotions. And again, emotions, they are real in this mind and body. And they do arise and fall away. They're phenomena that's in all of us. But we are not our emotions. So our emotions need attention. If they are stuffed, they're going to hang around. They're going to stay locked in our bodies. And as you well know, we have losses every day. The small losses and the big losses that we have felt lately. But it's these small losses, too, that I think is important to pay attention to. Because it's the small losses that we can rein on a daily basis. Practice. Practicing the loss. So we're not getting what we want, or we're getting what we don't want. And we begin to notice the truth of the feeling tones that with everything that we perceive through our six senses, there is a liking or a disliking, or a wanting or a not wanting. So how many times can that happen in a day? How trivial. There could be hundreds of wanting and pushing away. So anytime we add something, a story, to these emotions, they stay. And they stay. And they stay. And they drain us. And we're so tired. But we're beginning to know how to experience these consistent emotions in our body. Because wanting and not wanting hurts. Grief on any level hurts. And we can see for ourselves, since meditation practice has shown us where peace resides. And it only resides from within. So that's where grief can be held, within. To get to know its true nature. This is what grief feels like in the body. And again, grief is a normal process of reacting to a loss. But some of us feel deeply that we've lost or losing our country. But I'm talking tonight about all the griefs, the small griefs and the big ones. The hidden treasure in the sufferings, the sorrows, and the pains of the world is the compassionate heart. It's a way of connecting to all of life. even grief and loss. And again, that can be so very new to us. That can be words. But they can be realized with the patience and the consistency of a practice that continues serving us, where we get to know the truth of it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It just seems so simple. It sounds too dismissive. It sounds like, oh, you're not putting enough energy in it. It's too foreign to us. It's an excuse for not doing. No, it's not anything. There's right action. There are things to do. But this is most important. And so, compassion is the heart's response to sorrow, allowing the pain to be there. Completely, deeply be there. And life is like all the other phenomena of our existence, is it has a life of its own. It must be processed and allowed. And a rain, recognizing, allowing, and experiencing life from within, where there's only where what is real is what is within us. And so grief needs to run through its process. And we can consciously ride the pain of grief. And this practice, the big ones with Buffalo and Uvalde, and the small ones on a daily basis, they're practice. Because the biggest loss is we're going to lose it all. Everything. That's the big loss. So this is why Buddha says to go to the heart and feel it deeply. Not to the head. Even though it slips up to the head, it certainly has for me. But I also know I can take it to my heart, and that's the practice, taking it within. Eckhart Tolle, who is an author and a teacher, says, as long as you are unable to access the power of awareness, of present moment awareness, every emotional pain that you experience leaves behind a residue of pain that lives on in you. Is that not true? So, this pain, this grief we're feeling, merges with our pain from the past. The pains that we have ignored, that we have stuffed, that we didn't know what to do with. They're already there. And they become lodged in our mind, in our body. And when we begin to wake up, we wake up to it. That's why you've heard teachers say, you really want to know the truth? Get ready. So it includes the pain that we suffered as a child, caused by unconsciousness of the world into which we were born. it can be accepted if we know how to experience it in the body, to open to it. We go to the body. And again, it's within our bodies that we can hold the grief of all sorrows. Opening the doors to pain . It's that level of acceptance that is so difficult. Pain, grief is here. Life is full of suffering. And what the Buddha teaches is the end of it. And being a human being, he did it to model for the rest of us that it's possible to find peace within the pain, to find peace within all the suffering of the world. Doesn't sound true. It's too simple. But again, it's the magic of awareness. It's the magic of being in the present moment that has to be directly experienced, each one of us, in order for these words to be experienced, because they're just words. And so we begin to look at life from three characteristics found in all things connected to our life: anicca, impermanence. Impermanence. Dukkha, suffering. It's here. It's to be known. And anatta, it's not who we are. In relative truth, we have a mind and a body on the planet. And this body and this mind has certain things about it that must be known. And through that discovery comes peace. So we begin to see all three of these characteristics in life all day long. So don't forget them. When you see impermanence, acknowledge it. We see it all the time. Suffering is all around us. We are in a world of suffering, so we can no longer run from it, because if we do, it'll just make us miserable. And then to understand the mind and the body enough to know what to do with the mind and the body, how to live with the mind and the body where there is peace and knowledge. We have to experience this ourselves to know that we have to embody the truth. Whatever the truth is, we can't pick and choose anymore because we're too awake. And we can't go back, even if we want to. Because it is through the pain that pain is released. Ooh. It is through the pain that pain is released. We have to find that out for ourselves. And most of us have spent, I including myself, lives caught in the past of regrets, guilt and shame. And we're carrying it around with us, and it's not necessary. And so we begin to meditate, we begin to feel the life around us again. We're 5-year-olds again. We're waking up to life again. And it's delightful. And whether we like it or not, we are going to encounter whatever we have been avoiding. So, as painful as it is, the grief has lots of teachings. Hello, wake up. We have to have the courage to face whatever is present. Whatever it is. Our pain, our desires, our grief, our loss, our secret hopes, our love. And it's not easy. It takes a lot of courage. And as we open to all of life, because that's what your practice does, each of us will find something from which we have been running. And that is grace. That is pure grace. So, dear ones, thank you. So nice to share this grief with you. It's so healing for me to share it with you.
Let me scooch over a little bit.
Thank you.